Every summer, millions of Orange County residents and tourists alike descend upon Laguna Beach for its picturesque beaches, its quirky pageant of the Masters, and the iconic Sawdust Festival. And perhaps predictably, that means traffic and parking problems for the local community, something the Laguna Beach City Council says it is looking to fix. City staffers are currently exploring 4 potential sites that could house new parking structures. But building those structures would need approval from the California Coastal Commission. Will the city get it? Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly, and he's here for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
First of all, where are these possible parking lots going to be located?
Mostly along Laguna Canyon Road. That would be Highway 133. If you're coming down the 5 South, that's going to be the easiest way, and also the most picturesque, even more so than the coast, to get in there. And frankly, at this point, that's off Laguna Canyon Road, those are the last places where you could really build anything in Laguna Beach, just because the city itself is so compact and already so crowded.
These events that I've described are hardly new. I mean, these have been going on for a long time, and traffic has been a problem for a long time. Has the Laguna Beach City Council tried this before to alleviate this all this traffic?
I mean, traffic has been going on since MFK Fisher was writing about it back in the 1930s. So this is nothing new. And back in 2013, the city council tried to propose something. But here's a problem. When you have a beautiful small city like Laguna Beach, the residents there, they don't want many things to be changed. So I've never seen a beautiful parking structure in my life, at least a new one. Maybe the ones are reused, like in downtown LA, from old buildings. And so a lot of residents are saying, number one, this is not going to match the aesthetics that we have here in Laguna Beach. And then the interesting argument, though, that I hear from them is like, well, if you build it, they will come. And we don't want more people to come to Laguna Beach.
Well, I mentioned that maybe the people, the residents, don't want them to come. What's the California Coastal Commission going to say about all this?
This is the interesting thing, because Laguna Beach obviously is on the coast, and so one obvious option would be, say, okay, there's no street parking for tourists, or you need permitted parking, and so that way it could be mostly for residents. But because it is on the coast, the California Coastal Commission would have to sign off on that. And let's not forget, all of the beaches in Southern California are accessible to the public, so they also have the right to be able to find convenient parking. Obviously, you could put meters and whatnot, so anything that the city proposes, the Coastal Commission is going to have to sign off on. And on one hand, I could see the Coastal Commission saying, okay, we're going to be flexible with you, because if you have more parking, that means more people can enjoy Laguna Beach. On the other hand, we all know how hard it is to build anything with the Coastal Commission.
With the Coastal Commission, sure. And let's talk about those other beaches, because all up and down California, there's the same problem, right? That we have traffic issues. There aren't enough places for people to park. What have other cities, and has Laguna Beach looked to other cities to remedy this problem?
South County has actually done something collectively over the past couple of years. They have a trolley, so you park in a big parking lots, like close to the Sawdust Festival, so more up Laguna Canyon Road. You could drop off your car there, and then the trolley will connect you all the way down in San Clemente and back. So there at least is that option to try to create something like that. But ultimately, look, Laguna is the one who bears the brunt of it. It's beautiful. I mean, I was there the other day. I went to this awesome little hero stand called Adonis. Of course, you would appreciate it, Steve.
And I
amazingly found a parking spot right there that was unoccupied. Like, it was the first time I never had to drive around or park in Glen Eyrie in like years. So it's hard. It's really hard, but it's so beautiful. Everyone wants to go there.
I hope you enjoyed that food, Gustavo Arellano.
Delicious.
Yes, you did. This week's Orange County Live. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Gracias.